You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Matt Siegel, CEO and executive producer of Envision Festival. Envision Festival, a four-day celebration, brings together a community of people from across the globe dedicated to awakening their human potential through music, dance, spirituality, yoga, movement, and art. Mr. Siegel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
So for starters, please explain to our listeners a little bit about your background and how Envision got its start.
Yeah, that's quite a story. I had a traditional Northeast American upbringing in a pretty regular town with shopping malls and such. Went to Lehigh University, which is a small liberal arts college in Pennsylvania, and got a financial consulting job in New York during my last few years of college. And those few years in New York, I found something really beautiful in the festival community that you don't see common in American culture, which is, especially growing up on the East Coast, you know, a lot of friendliness, open-heartedness, people looking out for each other, and having sort of a free-spirited good time that was not influenced by mainstream social conditioning, you know, big brands that you see kind of all over the news, Nike, Adidas, Abercrombie and Fitch, were nowhere to be found. Is sort of everyone finding their own way to express who they really are and not who American culture wanted them to be. That was one of the first things that stuck out towards me. So I had this big finance job in New York, and, you know, on the weekends, I was just going to these festivals and kind of learning and seeing what this counterculture was up to, which turned into me wanting to know more and more and eventually becoming a volunteer. So at the time, it was funny because, you know, I was helping manage $500 million companies during the week and then volunteering at these festivals, doing anything from parking cars to picking up garbage. And eventually, one festival took a look at my resume and realized it could be of better use to them besides parking cars. And they put me on the volunteer coordination team over the weekend and had just been like rolling out this new database software, which I helped them develop quite a bit over the weekend, troubleshoot and such. And when I got back to New York, I realized that this whole time I thought I'd been telling this lie at the festivals, like not really thinking it was cool to be in finance in New York. When I got back to New York, I realized that I was lying to myself, and who I really was someone who wanted to be in production and be a part of that scene. And the lie was my day-to-day life in New York. So my company collapsed in 2008, when most financial companies did. And I took that time to move out to Colorado and kind of chase down this path. Again, finding any volunteer opportunity I could. I interned at a popular venue called Cervantes in Denver, started working more festival jobs, starting to get paid. And in the fall of 2009, two of my current partners, Justin Brothers and Justin McStravick, randomly showed up at my house in Boulder. They were friends of one of my roommates and told me this rich landowner wanted to produce a festival in Costa Rica. Certainly had never produced a festival, but had worked all sorts of angles in the industry and had a strong business, finance, and marketing background. And I told them that I could produce a festival. Now, it was one of those fake it till you make it type of moments. And over the next few months, I reached out to every contact I had made in the music industry. They did the same. We were working for this guy who lived in Costa Rica, who had the perfect venue and a good amount of money. We're having a hard time working remotely with people in Costa Rica. And after about 4 months, the investor and the property owner pulled out. He was like, this is too risky for what I'm trying to do with my property right now. And he canceled on us. And at that point, I had probably five people who were established in the festival industry working for me for free. Really excited about the idea of this concept in Costa Rica. We had really developed the concept quite a bit, and the original brand quite a bit. So in an effort to save space and to keep the project moving, me, Justin, and Jess went to Costa Rica to just meet some of the people we had been emailing with and communicating with. It was a 10-day trip. We were looking for a venue, investors, equipment, suppliers, anything we could to kind of get things moving. And on the 9th day of the 10-day trip, a real estate agent, Manuel Antonio, told us to go to Dominical and go to this restaurant market too. The restaurant owner had produced a concert on the soccer field, and he might know something about music production. We walked in the restaurant, ordered dinner, and asked for Josh, who happened to be there. He actually lives up in the mountains, so, you know, he could have easily not been there that night. And he was there. And Jess had already gotten home at this point, but Justin and I and Josh stayed up till 4 in the morning talking about this concept of producing a festival in Costa Rica. Josh was already wanting to do it, but didn't really necessarily have the business strategy, just the desire and the connection in Costa Rica. And Justin and I walked away, and we went back the next night and stayed up till 4 a.m. again talking about all the ideas. Josh pulled in Stephen Brooks, who's like Central America's superstar of permaculture, and a couple other production people, and we kind of had the makings of a dream team from the start. And none of us had ever produced a festival, so to speak, before, but we all had our own experiences in the industry, and that was November 2009. We worked really hard all the time, as much as we could, for I think about 18 months, and produced the first Envision in March 2011.
That's quite a story. Really interesting, and a lot that we also can learn from that as well. Tell us, how has Envision developed over the past 6 years since its launch?
That's a good one. The first Envision, that March of 2011, was actually in two of the co-founders' backyard on a floodplain in the town of Dominical. We built a stage and a workshop zone, and brought in a couple food vendors, and mainly used like the hotels and resources of the town to get by. It was sort of just, you know, if let's build it and see what happens type of situation, not sure who was going to come or whatnot. It was a magical event, and like people walked away with their minds blown and their hearts, really torn open from a really beautiful experience. So we knew we had something there. Over the following year, we moved to a much bigger venue down in Uvita, which is about 15 or 20 kilometers south of Dominical, and produced really what was our first festival, which was multiple stages, interactive environments, bringing in more art and yoga and things along that nature. But the current phase of Envision really happened at that venue. The following year, we had a huge rainstorm that kind of tore everything down. It was this sort of this emotional change where, okay, our happy-go-lucky, let's see what happens attitude got rained on, so to speak. And we realized, like, okay, if we're going to do this, let's be serious about it. So we took that time between 2000 and 2014 to restructure, look at building a real production company. And we found our current home before the 2014 event, which is Rancho La Merced, which is right between Dominical and Uvita, right on the beach, a lot more natural shade, and a landowner who is super excited to work with us long-term to develop the property into an event venue. So now what you see, instead of our, let's just build cool stuff and see how people interact with it, is attempt to be really a world-class festival that's unlike any other. The things that we focus on are, one, how we relate to our venue and property, looking at it for the long term. We call Envision a no-easy-up festival, which is kind of a play on the words of an easy-up. But if you walk around most festivals in the United States or around the world, you see the same sort of you know, easy up 10 by 10 structures, carports, wedding tents, a lot of cheap Asian derived pop-up structures, you know, from vendors to workshop zones and big metal stages, et cetera, et cetera. And what we do with Envision is try and build everything out of locally sourced sustainable materials. So the entire village is built out of almost everything's built out of bamboo, actually. And the majority of that bamboo comes from within 3 miles of the site. Some of it from bamboo groves or thinning on the site, others from a farm just up the road. But getting rid of those easy ups, not only is it better for the environment and like supply chains, but also creates this feeling of being in an actual tropical village. You're in a natural environment and sort of creating the atmosphere of this is what life could be like if we all live down here and we're doing this every day. You know, we have our town green where people gather in the mornings to drink their coffee and get foods and things like that. And that sort of ethos is spread out into everything we do at the festival. The stage designs, we try and create super unique and in tune with our vibe of being a Costa Rican festival, not using natural materials and sticking with our jungle themes and things along those lines. Another huge development has been really the growth of our education and yoga components, where in those first years it was really worship the music, worship the DJ sort of thing, where everything revolved around the music. When we switched to the new venue, the heart of the festival really became that village, that town green I was talking about. That's where people meet and do the work during the day. And the music and production is sort of off to one end. Last year, we built out our yoga zone. We built two permanent yoga studios that stand year-round, get refurbished and redecorated, but the structures are in place. And we bring in world-class yoga teachers from all around the world in both English and Spanish. What you're really getting is a whole yoga retreat within the festival. You know, sometimes people pay $2,000-$4,000 for a 5-day yoga retreat in the tropics. And that's just one component of what's included with your Envision ticket is, you know, nonstop yoga workshops in two different yoga zones from 8 a.m. until sunset. Another thing we've really developed is our educational series. We're starting Thursday with like a TEDx style 20-minute introduction to all of the educators that we have coming down this year. And then they'll each go further in depth in the weekend with an hour or 90-minute talk or sometimes a multi-person panel discussing critical issues facing our world. Some of the types of teachers we have coming down this year are like Summer Rain Oaks, who's a famous environmentalist, and Kip Anderson, who created a documentary called Cowspiracy, which talks about how animal agriculture is one of the most critical factors facing our environment and climate change right now, and it's not being talked about as a leading contributor to climate change. Does that touch enough on that question?
It sure does. Well done on the response, and it does give us a great picture of what the development has been like and what's going on currently. Tell us, what is the role of the community within the festival, and how has that role evolved over time?
One of the things that people take away from Envision, more than most other festivals, is community. There's this whole, it's being dubbed the transformational movement, festival movement in the U.S., but what Envision really is at its core is a reflection of the lives that us, the founders and producers, live. We're not just touting community and sustainability, but we're living it every day. So some of the best examples, one of the co-founders, Stephen Brooks, I mentioned he's the permaculture star of Central America. He actually has four community developments down here in Costa Rica. The most famous of which is Punta Mona, which is the permaculture education center on the Caribbean. They're living totally off the grid. I think it's the biggest botanical collection in all of Central America. It's beachfront Caribbean, just growing like 160 varieties of fruit and herbal medicines and everything, you know, kind of living there, really doing it. I myself spend most of my year on another property that's actually only 20 minutes from the venue called Selva Harmonia. It was founded by another of the Envision co-founders, Josh Wendell. You know, it's more traditional community structure like you'd find in the U.S. Everyone has their private lot. But instead of having a golf course at the center, we have a farm where we're growing tons of food and a yoga deck and a community kitchen where we can gather and hang out. But we're here in the jungle surrounded by nature, like monkeys coming through the treetops and birds flying, all sorts of birds flying by with the view of the coastline. I'm really living the community vibe. So the goal with Envision is to introduce that concept to the attendees in just 4 or 5 days. So, you know, it's winter in the U.S. Everyone's kind of cooped up in their house or apartment and has their heat and all of their little gadgets that they bought. But to bring them down here and immerse them in nature, surrounded by amazing like-minded people, and maybe allow them to have that realization that this is a whole other definition of true happiness. You know, being able to live outside, being able to, you know, walk into the center of your community and engage someone in a truly meaningful conversation, knowing where your food comes from, knowing the people who grow your food, that sort of environment where you're surrounded. You know, in the U.S., there's this whole thing, Stephen Brooks always talks about it, where you don't pick your neighbors, and that's so weird. And that really affects how communities interact with each other. And, you know, so many things in the world are intelligently designed. Why don't you get to pick the neighbors, pick the people who you're going to spend every day of your life with? And that's what community is to him. It's just that knowledge that when you go out at Envision, it's, you know, into the village center. But knowing that there's somebody there that, you know, has a different level of expertise, but is going to be open to talking to you and wanting to know where you are, who you are and where you're from, has something to bring to the table of interest to you. And when you have that, you can start to rely on each other a little bit more and share resources a little more and just live a little smarter. And I think, like, when you don't need to hide in your apartment with air conditioning or heat and just be outside, you're just going to be just a more easygoing lifestyle. And I think it's one of the keys to happiness that's lacking in modern society.
I understand currently you're in Costa Rica and I can hear the wind blowing in from off the beach in the background there. It certainly does sound inviting.
Yeah, we're up here at about 900 meters, so it's not quite as hot as it is down on the beach some days, but we get a nice offshore breeze coming through all the time. It's gorgeous. Wish you guys could see the view.
It certainly does sound like it. Today we are joined by Mr. Matt Siegel, CEO and executive producer of Envision Festival, a 4-day celebration that brings together a community of people from across the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Matt, do you have any advice for people who may want to make their own visions become a reality?
Wow, that's a big one. I would say, you know, you have to take risks and fully commit. I can't tell you how many hours I've put into this business over the last 7 or 8 years, but it's been all in. I've spent a lot of time wandering. I'll call it home free, not homeless, but, you know, moving around from place to place, working wherever I can, doing everything I can to get the business up and running. You know, festival production and a lot of first, you know, introductory businesses take a while to develop. And as an entrepreneur, you might not get paid right away. For festivals and for Envision, it actually took over 5 years before I started to see a little bit of a return. And I'd be surprised if I'm still not net negative financially at this point. But commit, and I'll tell you, that whole time I've been much happier every day than I was when, you know, I had a salary and I was working in New York. There's advantages and disadvantages to being an entrepreneur. My work day never ends. This time of year, a couple months to the festival, I wake up at 6:30 in the morning and start checking my messages from my team. Weirdly enough, some of my assistants are up even before then and already have a pile of things to do on my plate. And, you know, I'll work until 10 at night when I have zero energy left. And I could go longer than that if I need to. There's no set time. There's no guaranteed paycheck. But the reward, you know, when you believe in your product and you see it changing people's lives is really invaluable. The suggestion I do have is make your breaks worthwhile. If, you know, you take 15 minutes and mess around on Facebook, are you really going to be rejuvenated when you turn around and get back to work? I know not everyone has this luxury, but being here in Costa Rica, when I need to take 15 minutes off, I jump out of my chair and go run through the jungle, you know, pick some fresh food. If I have an hour, I could go jump in one of the local waterfalls. I find for me that connecting with nature is just extremely rejuvenating. So that when I sit back down, I know that like I actually got a real break, a digital detox even, and that I can keep going.
Certainly do appreciate that advice there. Some really good stuff right there without a question. Lastly, in 60 seconds or less, and I'm sure it may be difficult to keep that within a minute, but what does the future look like with Envision?
We hope that Envision becomes more than just a festival. You know, our short-term plans are definitely to dial in the festival as our core product. But over time, we're looking at the brand being able to actually provide the lifestyle that the festival's touting. Whether that's, you know, smaller events and like traveling type of micro festivals, or actually like land development and building communities where you have the opportunity to live the Envision lifestyle year round. We think that's something that people are really missing and seeking out. And, you know, Costa Rica is our home. We love it here. We love the people here. So this is where we see Envision living long-term. But, you know, wherever that happens or however people feel inspired to live the Envision lifestyle or live, you know, a lifestyle in line with our values, that's really what I'm hoping will be the long-term effect of Envision.
Well, Matt, we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today and spending a moment with us. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Envision Festival.
We have a really good layout of everything Envision has to offer on our website, which is envisionfestival.com. There's a really great video there right on the homepage when you drop in that'll give you a good peek into what's happening.
Well, very good. Well, once again, we thank you for your time and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2017.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Matt Siegel, CEO and executive producer of Envision Festival, a four-day celebration that brings together a community of people from across the globe. And for more information, simply visit envisionfestival.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.